This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I turn to Michael Chiklis, and I go, it's supposed to be two rooms. And he goes, well, I just thought it'd be easier if we did it like a couples massage because we had the same time appointment. And I was just like, nice try. And I walked out.
Did you money, Citra? Did you get the money back?
I don't care about that, but I'm still tense.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the carpet lined back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Very exciting day today. Quel excitement.
He says rouge, of course, because we have a documentary crew.
We have a documentary crew from France, and they are making a documentary about Sean and I and our Hollywood stories and our experiences
and how exciting
and
to be the subject of a French film.
Yes.
When we, of course, love French film.
Yes, we love French film
and
so much.
We are studiers of film, and we do study it.
Yes, and we consider it to be one of the most historical film types.
In my mind, French film is really the daddy of movies.
Yes.
And that American is the rebellious teen.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't it true?
And just is splashing the graffiti, and then the French has to go, no, no, no.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Between Truffaut.
Oh, yes.
And Bargo.
Bruno.
Yes.
And,
of
yes.
course. Love Bruno. And his famous movies.
All of the big movies that he did, and it's and
The Surprising Friend is one of my favorite.
Goodyard and
Le Mis Surprise. I love that movie.
Y tu momo tambien, and all the good French movies that we just absolutely adore, and that we would study them, you know, with our notebooks as little tykes, and now to be in one, it's just like that.
So our interviewer, Anne-Cécile, is here. Will you say
just introduce whatever, yourself to
however
the
you say hello,
whatever
in whatever the word is.
Bonjour.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes.
And what channel are you working for? Do you understand me?
Orange.
Orange?
Orange. Orange cinéma série.
It doesn't seem like she does understand. I think she's trying to say a color.
Yes. Does she think your shirt's orange?
It's bleu.
Non, orange, bleu.
Non, mais je comprends très bien ce que vous dites, hein, ça va.
Yes.
That's
smiling.
Better.
She seems to be having a good time.
She's having fun, and that's what's most important to us, is that it's for everyone to have a good time, this show.
Yes. This film, is it black and white? Like, what are you?
No,
is it artistic? We love how the French film, they can make these movies so such strange angles and interesting, and how they write the words right on the screen is so interesting.
And the mouths don't match.
Yes, they're saying different. They're saying different words, and then they're explaining what's going on in the bottom of the screen in such an exciting way.
Yes.
No, it's in color.
Oh, and is that color orange? You know, because from before, comedy is sort of a universal language, isn't it?
Yes, laughter. And if you read,
and I just made a big joke, and we all love it.
If you read science books, a smile is the easiest way
to move your face. Yes, and it's less tiring.
It takes less muscles than a frown, and that's everywhere in the world.
And if you and for actors, if you want to have a strong face, you should make a lot of frowns.
We all have the same face muscles, and across all cultures, skull size varies, and that has different effects on brain capacity and things like that. It's all science.
And the size of other things is random.
Yes. Would you like to ask us a question now, just to get ahead of the interview we're doing later?
Non, merci.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's do our show.
Okay.
You know, and we love your show. Your show's important, but we have to do our show.
We'll just go ahead and do our show. We have to sort of move on. Today is even more exciting because this is our...
Cody, are you snapping some pics of the film crew? Good.
You are?
I'm surprised.
How do you think you're doing that?
I did it earlier.
Just them by themselves?
Or did you get them talking to us, which is really the only thing people would
People don't want to see pictures of just them alone, Cody.
Really?
A guy with a camera?
I mean, I got all you guys.
Together?
I think, yeah. You want to see him?
Yes.
Okay.
This is real or this is one of your jokes?
Don't pretend to hand us a camera.
If this is one of your jokes, this is real.
Don't try to make the sound of handing me a camera. I want to see what you did. How do I look at what the pictures are?
How does this work? Turn it on before you hand it to him.
Okay, he did.
Okay, well.
They're really good.
Oh, good.
You took a lot of good pictures.
Well, great. Am I in some of them?
No.
Really? Am I not in them?
No.
I've noticed that there's more pictures of Hayes lately than of me.
I can't speak to that decision.
Well, I don't know what conversation happened, you know, off mic.
There was no conversation.
If it's a money thing, I've got a little bit of, you know, sweet dose of it myself that I could slide you if that's what he's doing.
Today is our music episode. Yes. Every year we love to do our music episode because as much as we love French film, we love music just as much. And a nice film with music in it is just the sweetest taste.
And everyone, all cultures put music on their film.
It's true.
We love to think about how it can change the texture and the feel of a film.
Yes.
To put music under a scene that otherwise would be flat.
It's true. It's very true. Blah. And we hear criticism of music. People say they don't like it because you can't see anything and you don't know where to look when you're listening to music. I disagree. I think music is great. I think it can create a lovely atmosphere for whatever you decide to look at.
And I actually am on the side of those people, but I say that's why music is only good when it is attached to a film.
Mm.
To just listen to music out of a radio box or whatever, to me that makes no sense.
Well, what I would do in that case is you choose your own image and I would pick a flower. And I would look at the flower as I listened to the music, and I would think about the relationship between the sound and the smell as well.
But here's where that becomes a problem: is the flower's not moving, and if you're going to you move it the whole time. Your hand's going to get tired. Now
my hand is pretty strong.
Okay, well then,
and I'm doing it like it's a guy, and it's like
you're making it move, and it's talking to another flower, and the two flowers maybe smooch.
It has its own story. Well, it depends on what the music is. And let's get into our segment. That's a nice segue because we want to show how different pieces of musical notes can change the texture of a scene. So we would do a scene.
Let's just do a scene from Da Vinci's Demons, right?
Okay, yes. Let's pick one of our favorite scenes from Da Vinci's Demons with the music extracted. And then we'll play a piece of music on top of the scene, and you can see how the imperceptible changes that you can observe once you're hearing the music combined with the dialogue. So let's just play a clip of our scene from Da Vinci's Demons. Da Vinci.
Uh-huh.
I want you to paint a picture of the devil.
WTF? No way.
Use your brush to paint demons.
Okay. So that's a scene from Da Vinci's Demons. It's, I think, from the pilot. And that's with all the music removed.
Yes. And so now we'll play it with sort of a background score. And you can listen for the changes. Listen to see
how it just feels different with the music.
How it seems like they could even be having a different conversation. Da Vinci.
Uh-huh.
Would you want to just have like a barbecue or something?
I'll get the ribs.
Okay, I just got to pull the tarp off the pool and
cannonball!
Uh-oh. We're splashing around and why don't you hop on my shoulders and we'll have like a
chicken pie.
Like a chicken pie.
Woo!
Okay, well, make sure my dog doesn't get burnt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, more mustard?
Yes, please. A little more, please.
Okay, now do you want me to start putting the mustard on? I'm goofing.
I'm getting some water on you. I'm splashing a little water on you. Splashing water.
Hey, let's take this whole thing back to the boudoir.
Okay.
And so that is the same scene that you heard before, dialogue-wise, but you see how it feels very different because
the music changes the texture of the scene.
And
yes.
Isn't that a great lesson about filmmaking?
Mm-hmm. Should we try it again?
What if we put a different song?
Okay. Yeah, let's put a different song. That's the one that they use in the show.
Does just music make it feel different?
Yes.
Or is it the kind of music?
Yes. So let's try it one more time. We'll play the same scene. I have technology that can put a different backing track on the scene. Let me just do that now. Okay, we're ready to go.
Da Vinci.
Why are we fighting?
I guess I don't know anymore.
You're so talented.
You inspire me. You're what makes me want to keep going.
I think about what it was like before you came along, and I don't want to go back.
Do you want to know why I said all that bad stuff to you?
Why?
Because I was jealous of you.
Let's take this back to the boudoir.
That sounds good.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear how it's slightly different?
Yeah.
Like the music makes it feel, I think the last one felt kind of like a party almost.
Yes.
Because the music was so energetic, and the slower music and some of the piano tones.
Mm-hmm. It makes it sound like, it gives you a subtext to the conversation.
And yeah.
It seem like
it's almost romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, are those the only two kinds of music?
We can try another one.
I'd be curious. I don't know what will happen, but
okay,
I'd try it.
Let me just do my technology. Okay.
Da Vinci. Uh-huh.
Let's do this thing.
Punch, punch.
Yeah.
Kabuji. Smash.
Flying through glass.
But I caught your neck with one hand and I'm choking your neck. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Energy ball.
Let's take this back to the boudoir.
Okay.
So that kind of sounds more like it's closer to the last one that we did.
A sad aspect.
Mm-hmm.
A sad overtone.
So that didn't change it so much for me. But did you hear how it did change it from the original in terms of just the feel of it and what you sort of picture and think about.
Yes, it's music magic, as we like to say. Le magique musique.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great guest today. Michael Cronin is a musician.
He's a musician who we discovered
at the music festival Coachella. And he is going to be coming on the show, and we're sort of going to give you an inside look as to our the hand we sort of have in the music industry, and that we don't talk about this.
Yeah, our label and sort of what our vision for it is, and
as often.
Yes,
coming right up on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So I stand up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and Bobby Duvall was sitting behind us the whole time.
Oh,
and Nicholson's mortified, you know, because he didn't mean to say that stuff about Lonesome Dove being bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it was all fake.
It was fake. It didn't happen. That's why.
Hey! Welcome back to our special annual music episode of Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz and music.
And a big what up to our guest, a really exciting up-and-coming musician who's getting his big break right now.
Yes. We, this is Michael Cronin is here.
Hey guys.
He's our guest.
How you doing?
He is a musician. Who we heard, it was at...
We were at Coachella.
It was sort of on the way to Coachella.
Well, it was on the way out, as I recall.
Oh, okay.
We had seen all the stage shows, and nothing really grabbed us.
And then we wanted to buy some almonds for the drive.
Mm-hmm. Some of those lemon almonds. Have you had those, Engineer Cody? We have.
Don't just shake your head. Say yes or no. When we ask you a question about if you've had a certain food.
Like lemon anything, almonds or...
Just say, people don't know
at
what
the farmer's market, they have these lemon almonds.
When you just shake your head, nobody knows.
Kind of sour, but...
You could be nodding. It's sound.
No. Cody said no. So, he hasn't had lemon almonds, but we have, and we think they're just a real tasty treat. And as we were purchasing them, we heard the siren song of a young music man play.
Yes. And just, I miss the days when people played instruments. You know what I mean? And now it's
It wasn't all this,
you just,
beep, 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 beep. Oh, wah, 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 wah. Call 911! You know, all this Skrillex and the dusty Chemical Brothers and all that stuff.
And we saw this boy playing a guitar he'd made out of a tissue box and some rubber bands and a pencil. And the sound of it was weird.
Yes, the sound wasn't right. And his look wasn't right, but he had something.
Yes, and so that's why we'll do it right now. We want to sign Michael to be our first,
the first artist on our label.
On our on our label.
Oh my God! Okay,
is that exciting for you, Michael?
That's I don't even know what to say. Yeah, it's been a rough road. Maybe I can afford an actual guitar now.
Right, because we have mine.
You brought yours.
For you to...
You're allowed to play Hazes until you can get your own,
until
you get on your feet.
With the gloves, you have the gloves.
I have the gloves, yeah.
Just so you don't get any of the germs.
It's a lot of germs.
But we want to sign you to Gojira Records.
Gojira Records, yeah.
That's
Gojira.
Our label, and it's hot right now, and we want our record label to just stomp the whole city out and be scary and misunderstood.
And it breathes fire.
It's a tough business, especially right now.
Yes.
Record labels.
Speak on that,
please.
I think, you know, there's Napster, there's YouTube, and there's... just really, you know, you can get so much music for free, it's hard to sell records anymore.
And LimeWire is eating our lunch, I feel like.
LimeWire.
And Oinkster.
Oh, Oinkster is nasty business.
It is very nasty business.
And that Pirate Bay.
Yeah, but, so it's really hard to, it's hard to make a living as a musician.
Hard to make bucks.
But it's not your music really right now that we're as interested in, because you're not really selling music right now, are you?
No.
Is it really more
feel that way
of a face and body that we're selling these days?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, think about the top musicians who are selling music. Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Neil Young.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Who
Mary
else?
Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige?
Mm-hmm.
112.
Yeah.
And I think Jodeci's doing some stuff that's pretty interesting right mm-hmm. now, but I don't know if it's going to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
So to me...
What do they all have in common?
What's the same about all of them?
Mm-hmm.
They look good.
Yes.
Don't be shy. You want to fuck them. I mean, they're fuckable. And it's, you know...
That's true. It's
I mean, that's part of it, isn't it, Michael?
It's kind of, you know, you don't want to come out and say it upright, but it's just... It's kind of.
But
yeah.
Say.
Well, we're going to need you to say it.
Yeah,
you know,
we're going to need you to say it.
We're going to have to hear you say it.
Talk about what you want to do to one of those guys.
Neil Young. Mm-hmm. Neil Young. He's been looking good for 40 years at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, he's an old, distinguished man now.
And you want to.
I feel like he's been. I would fuck Neil Young.
Yes, thank you. Yes, was that so hard? And that really makes me think this guy's got a future in the music business.
Yes. And so right now, we look at you right now, you have bugs on you, your hair is in shredded tatters.
It's like bits of rope, I think.
Yes. But... we can do something with you and turn you into a sort of Neil Young type that people are interested in fucking.
A sex symbol.
Yes.
And one thing we want to dissuade you of is you've talked a lot about wanting to write songs and play songs.
Yes.
And like make an album.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't seem like the right direction for a musician right now, does it?
I guess not.
Because you say it's hard to sell albums.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I'm missing something. I don't know.
I think it started with ever since on Celebrity Jeopardy, Sean Connery mistook the words an album cover for anal bum cover, it's been hard a little bit to take music seriously since then, hasn't it?
You could say that. I don't know. It's a little confusing right now how to make it, how to get.
Did you see that episode of Jeopardy?
I did not see that. No, I don't.
I couldn't believe they had invited him back because he'd made similar mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's just a popular Celebrity Jeopardy character, and I think that they really shot themselves in the foot because then the Jeopardy album they released the following year didn't do well, and it just felt silly.
Huh.
And so, to me, the real money is going to be in soundtracks.
Yes.
Okay. Scoring.
Yeah.
Score, you know, not scoring like scoring with Neil Young, like getting to have sex with that guy, but just scoring like the score, like the sound score.
Yeah, okay. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe what we could do today is, surprise, Michael, we've signed you to your first gig, and it's doing the score of... the show Da Vinci's Demon.
Which we love. And we've been...
It's on...
Obsessed with.
It's on, I believe, Stars.
Stars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good network, yeah.
And it's a show about...
one of the best networks going for original
young
work.
Leonardo da Vinci,
mm-hmm.
who was an artist and a magician. And...
yes, among other things, because he invented, I think, you know, flying...
phones. And he... has these demons,
yes.
And they each sit on one shoulder, and one is good.
And tells him what to paint.
Yes. Uh-huh. And the other one is bad and tries to and
trick
him. Tells
him not to paint.
And tries to trick him into not painting.
Yes.
Okay.
And they both have pitchforks. Not the Pitchfork magazine like you know about.
Yes. No, it's not your stupid
yes.
hipster bullshit.
Like real... pitchfork.
Not
from
none of this.
America.
Somebody help! Wah, 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 boo, boo, boo. Wah, 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 boo, boo, boo. You know what I mean?
Yes.
None of that.
And so we thought what we could do is you could make sure you have your gloves on. You could pick up my guitar. and you could...
And we're going to just describe a Da Vinci's Demon scene, and you play the score for it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can give it a shot. It sounds like an interesting show.
Well, no need to show off.
And we'll describe the scene, and then you'll play. And
it's not the time.
That's
for
the order we describe.
Doing like little guitar tricks and stuff. Yeah, we're trying to, you know.
And I really could do that. If I got excited because this isn't just a you know, shoebox
with rubber bands.
With rubber bands,
and one what looked like maybe a hair elastic. So this is the scene. Mm-hmm. Where Da Vinci has woken up and he's eaten his eggs and bacon and he's going to sit down to do his painting. Mm-hmm. And a devil is going, hey, cut that out. Mm-hmm. And another
and
devil,
then,
yeah.
So it's a transition from a happy morning song to a scary demon song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So let's hear, what would a happy morning song sound like, and waking up to the day, and the day has so much potential, and you're going to eat a nice big breakfast.
Okay, we'll start. Nice major chord.
Good morning, Da Vinci.
Can you kind of...
Yes.
Go from there.
Yes, that's really nice.
That's good for the start, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess just a few lyrics about what he's eating for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs. Bacon.
Hamburger sandwich. He wants a hamburger sandwich as well.
Hamburger sandwich.
Very good. And now, when you get into the scary part, so you'll sort of blend from the happy morning song into the scary stuff. And when something starts being scary, you say "uh-oh," and then you announce the demon's presence. So now this would be like a dark sort of gothic song. Demon's voice, he has to tell Da Vinci not to paint in the scariest voice.
You can't paint. Bullshit, man.
Okay, Michael.
That felt like it was starting to get a little bit off track, and maybe some of the language we're using is not what we what we're used to on Stars.
Stars, yeah. I'm sorry, I got carried away.
Yes, you did. But doesn't this feel better than some of you were writing like these songs? You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels okay.
Yeah, and better than what you were doing, huh? And you almost feel like Neil Young when you're doing this.
I could get used to it, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Used to living your dreams?
If it's not how I imagine, honestly. But I've had a hard time, so I'll do, you know.
What did you want in life?
It's a big question. I thought it was about writing songs, like we were talking about, writing good songs, like progressing.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I guess I was just confused. I thought I wanted to write good songs. I wanted to make good records and play shows.
We do a segment called Wrong sometimes on our show, and this kind of stuff would be perfect for that. Because I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, with a fresh coat of paint, you know, this is a Billy Joel type. and potentially
haircut,
you know,
sealant, or at least wash,
like a human sealant,
some kind of varnish or something to some kind of weather protectant, because you look, you know, it's not good.
No, I know.
Let's do the scene where Da Vinci's in the big bicycle race. I think for this scene, do you know Shine?
Shine.
By Collective Soul.
I'm not familiar. How's that go?
Well, he's in a bicycle race. He's in a bicycle race to paint the picture. You know, like Lance Armstrong's got some horns and he's coming up around the corner behind him.
He's playing one of the demons. He's one of the demons. We have him for one day.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. And it's kind of
exciting.
Cool because of the way he's perceived now that we got that in place.
We have him for as long as it takes for him to bike through. He's going to be in the middle of a different race that he's doing, and we just have to be ready to film him as he bikes.
And hopefully Da Vinci's there that time. And then so Da Vinci's driving, and then we're going to hear some Shine and then some stuff about bikes.
Yes. Do you not know that song?
I don't know. It goes...
I get
Bike race.
And you're cheering on Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Just exciting.
Yeah.
Fast. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So then he's winning, but then I guess there would be a change in tone.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And now Lance has passed him, and Da Vinci's got a bad cramp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's almost pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's first draft.
and it felt a little like Shine.
We have that one more scene. What's that last scene that we have to do?
Okay. So this is the scene that we needed to score because it's going to air tomorrow, I think, this episode. And so Da Vinci's won the spelling bee. And his dad is, you know, there with the trophy. His dad's the headmaster. And he's giving him the trophy. And across the way, he sees the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, of course, Marie Antoinette.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at her because we are in history, you know, still.
Right.
And he's looking at her. And then a demon is coming to punch her, you know, right in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a couple things happening where he's
right.
Victorious. That's good. Kind of a sweet moment with his dad. Kind of a romantic thing when he sees the girl. And then it's, of course, because it is demons, Da Vinci's demons, it does get scary. And a demon does come to do something mean.
But then this is the end of the episode. And so he rescues the girl.
Yes.
And then they consummate that.
And they do kind of what someone would ideally do with Neil Young or, you know, whatever else. But it's – and so – and we wanted to have a feel – just some references. If you know the song Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett, that could be a good area to work
Inside
from.
Inside Out?
Do you know Rich Girl?
By Eve Six.
If you know Rich Girl, I'd love to hear just a couple pieces of that.
Rich Girl. How's that – who's that? Is that Jimmy Buffett?
No. Rich Girl's Hall & Oates and then – oh, this is going to be hard. The Eve Six song is good. And then what was that song by The Refreshments?
I'm not sure.
It's good. The video, they were like in the desert. Who's coming in?
Like hello?
I'm coming from Penn
11.
It's time
where.
Oh, hi.
Oh, okay. Doesn't seem like that would be our problem, but it is. Sorry about that.
Is Cody stealing cable?
Engineer Cody is trying to get the Time Warner guys to wire the cable from our studio into his apartment.
Into his house.
If he has one.
Engineer Cody, sit down.
Sit down.
Come back
we have
the room
to
and
talk
sit
about
down.
This.
Was that the Time Warner cable man and he just knocked on the door to come see you? And is it true that you're trying to force him to take the wires for the cable at Earwolf Studios and wire them into your house so you can watch TV for free?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not because you don't have a house. But you're going to put the cable in the elevator and you're going to sleep in the elevator at night and have your TV there. And that's not fair, Cody.
Now, is that true?
Okay, that, no, took a long time.
Yes,
I think
it took him a very long time to say.
And we were about to do a big good song, and now we got to deal with this. And it's embarrassing in front of the French film crew that wants to make a movie about us.
Michael, will you just confirm that there is a French film documentary crew? And
there is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a couple cameras.
Yep. I mean, they might think you're joking, but I guess they should consult the pictures on the website.
Yeah, they'll
see
that it's the real deal.
They're very distinctly French looking.
Yes.
Do you know Little Lion Man?
Who did that one?
Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons. I don't.
Hey, little Lion Man.
This is gonna drive me crazy.
I don't listen to a lot of music.
Sorry. Doesn't listen to music.
Do you know?
Do you know Bubble Toes?
Bubble Toes.
Yeah. The Jack Johnson song. Bubbly Toes. Oh, he's doing Colby Calais. That's good too.
What songs do you know?
You know Love Fool by the Cardigans?
I know that one, yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I got a better one. What about Kiss Me by Sixpence and the Richer?
I know that one.
Yeah.
So this is when he sees his girlfriend.
He sees his girlfriend, okay.
We should change it a little bit so we don't get sued.
Yes, lyrically.
Well, Kiss Me kind of sounds like Da Vinci, and I don't want to.
Okay.
Da Vinci, see the girl. Da Vinci, go and get that girl. Mind demon.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's really very nice. Very sad. If we could just play it. Now the demon comes up and he's going to punch him. Just the Mission Impossible theme for like 2 seconds.
That's a Mission Impossible theme.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, good. And then he punched the demon out, and now it's the final erotic flourish of the show.
Thank you. That's close. That's
yeah,
damn
that's
close.
Very, very close. You
that's
almost
close.
Did.
That's damn. And we didn't need any big machine noises to do it, did we?
No.
You know, we didn't.
Yes, we
that
didn't
stuff.
Need any of that.
That's I mean, not music anymore, like, and that's going to feel so dated later.
Mm-hmm. It's about.
This is forever.
Instrumentation.
Guitars are forever.
Auto-tune is not an instrument, Little Wayne.
Womp, womp, sorry, womp, T-Pain. Womp. You don't want to be a pain in your... T-zone, but I've got bad news, you know? Auto-tune's not an instrument, like what Hayes said. Whose phone is buzzing?
Michael.
WTF, Cody.
Thank you. Michael, thank you so
much. Michael, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
We don't have a popcorn gallery thing because you're not really a movie guy. Mm-hmm. Yet, we're going to make you one.
Yeah, it would have to be, I don't even know, what's a music food?
Rock corn gallery?
Don't, please don't.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's good, but we can't use it because you came up with it.
Yes. If anything, write that down, slide it to Hayes. He says it, then he's the hero. But we can't have, on our own show, we can't have you come up with that. No, that's really fucking good.
I can't
top it.
It's
the best shit I've ever heard. Well, I can't pitch anything now. You said rock corn gallery. That's fucking awesome.
Nice.
You know, that's a snack you eat at the concert. It's a rock corn. That's fucking great.
Well, I'll be running pretty much everything through you guys in the label from now on.
Gojira.
Hope so. Yeah, Gojira Records.
Mm-hmm. Gojira.
Look out, it is Gojira, you know? So thanks for coming. Please, everybody, like us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. Write a nice review there, a nice long one.
Yes.
Talk to us on the forums.
Please buy the pro version. Corpse Fucker Shitlord bought the pro version this week. And his prize is a little song.
He's going to get an original song.
About his name.
Yes. And maybe it's the opening riff from Under Pressure. And then we just say his name.
That was
Corpse Fucker Shitlord.
Shitlord.
Corpse Lover Shitlord.
I appreciate you changing it to Corpse Lover.
But that's not the name, so let's
very
start
tactful.
Over.
Okay.
Corpse Fucker Shitlord.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.